admonition of the Sheikh and the reflection of his sincerity moved the Amir to weep, and how, after that irreverence, he gave up his treasury, and how the Sheikh preserved himself and refused to accept, and said, "I cannot take any action in the absence of an intimation." He said this and began to weep with ecstatic cries, the tears rolling hither and thither down his cheeks. His sincerity touched the Emir's heart. Love is ever cooking a wondrous pot for me.
Okay. Next paragraph, right? He said, after all explaining all that to the king, he started to cry like a baby because he doesn't know what to do. Then some magical stuff happened. Something which was in this fellow touched the king. What was that something? That something is honesty. Do you remember we talked about the honesty? Honesty is something that it could happen only in human being, out of humanity. Where is honesty? Who is honest? Tell me. Do you know an honest animal? An honest tiger who comes out and tells love that I'm out to hunt? He will die out of hunger. If the impala will say, "Hey, I'm here, I want to have some grass and blah blah," I always go to the limit. Do you remember to exaggerate? They forget about animals. The plants are the cheaters, aren't they? Don't they cheat you? They start with cheating the insects to give them something to be a pimp, to make my sexual connection. And they even cheat with the shape of the flower and the color of the flower. There are flowers that you don't see, but the insect can see because ultraviolet reaction and all that. That's what it is. There is this flower that one part of it is like the female of that insect. So that insect will think that there is a female here, will come to have sex. But we'll make the sex of the plant possible. You see how it is? Cheating and lying is the good trick in animal life. Everybody lives on it. That's why it's here. It's embedded here for millions of years. But we human beings, we understand honesty. How? We don't know. We have some feeling for it. Here, the honesty in this fellow will touch the heart of the other one. Yes, this is the trick that will happen. It could even happen to you. That you're doing something and you have your doubts, suddenly the honesty will touch you. You don't know why. This is the trick that we are talking about. Yes.
The sincerity of the lover affects an inanimate thing. What wonder if it make an impression on the mind of one possessed of knowledge?
Did you get it? He says that sincerity will touch even this chair, not only the other people, because that sincerity is what? That sincerity is something which is coming out of here against me, for we. That's what it is. What is the good of sincerity? If I'm sincere, I will lose. Yes. But we win. That's it. So it's like a flame that will come out. Yes.
The sincerity of Moses made an impression on the rod and the mountain, nay, on the majestic sea. The sincerity of Ahmad made an impression on the beauty of the moon. Nay, it stopped the course of the shining sun. With face turned to face in lamentation, both the emir and the dervish had fallen to weeping.
Ah, okay. So he made a scene. Did he get it?
Yes, the sincerity, honesty, it's not sincerity, it's honesty. The honesty of this fellow touched the heart of the other fellow, and now they are both crying. They are both, and this is two different cries. The first one cries because of love. The second one is crying because love touched his heart. That's how it happens. Yes. And he explained it to go to Muhammad, to Moses, to Jesus, to prophets, to all of that, to say over there, there is this honesty that is doing those tricks. That's the magic of Moses, yes.
After they had wept much for a while, the emir said to him, "Arise, O worthy man, and choose from the treasury whatever thou wilt, albeit thou deservest 100 such. The house is thine. Choose anything thou desirest. In truth, the two worlds are little."
Ah, okay. What would be your reaction if you were there?
He said, you son of a gun, you're coming here twice, three times a day and begging. Who the hell are you? Okay, he explained and he became emotional. Both cried. Now the king will say, this is the key to my treasure. Pick up whatever you want. I know that this is not even worth it for you. Listen.
He replied, "I have not been given permission to pick out anything with my own hand."
Aha! They haven't told me to go and pick up something with my hand? No! I'm told to be a beggar, and I'm not changing it to better my situation, better my position. I'm told to do this, I'm doing this, yes.
"I cannot of my own accord commit such an impertinence as to intrude in this way like an interloper." He made this excuse and took his leave. What prevented was that the munificence was not sincere.
Aha! Then I know. And I said, okay, this one said, no. I'm just a beggar. And he thought, I didn't get it. So he could pick up everything and go and give it. Aha! The guy who said, come on and pick up everything, was he honest? He became emotional in a moment that something touched his heart. But he's the same guy. This is the point, that with one moment that something will touch your heart, in that moment you were lovely. But next moment your brain comes out, your logic comes out, and you plan something. This guy is planning to be a good giver now. This is not the game. Yes.
Was it not that it was sincere and unmixed with rancor and wrath? Every sincerity did not come into the Shaykh's consideration. He said, "God hath so commanded me, saying, go as a beggar and ask for a piece of bread."
Simple. Yes. Now, we have a long title of the paragraph, which is too much really for today, because this is the last day and we have to postpone it for a couple of days and blah, blah, all of that. So let's forget about that big title. With forget about, I mean, please, when you go home, read it a couple of times. But here, he's explaining something very complicated in that title. But let's hear the rest of it, which will push the story a little bit further for you
to be in the point to think about it. Yes.
For 2 years, that man of accomplishment carried on this business. After that, the command came to him from the Creator. Henceforth, continue to give, but do not beg from anyone. We from the unseen world have bestowed on thee this power.
Ah, I wanted you to hear this, because up to here the story was simple. Now, after 2 years of begging, the order came that, stop it. Now, don't beg everything. That was the first step, to understand that you are a beggar, to understand that you have nothing, and to understand that you have to beg to give to the others. This was simple, right? Your character is like this. You have to take something to give to the other people, period. I still feel that I'm like that student I was in my childhood even. And I need to take something. I'm looking around to see someone, even to say hi. No philosophic argument, no logical explanation, like what I do with Baba, what do they do? We just look at each other and we smile, and that feeling, it's something down there, okay? Now the order came, stop all of that. Second step, don't beg anything, give. You don't know how you're giving. I will give you the power, don't worry about it. He will explain that. You know what? Underneath your mattress. And underneath, do you know what is underneath your mattress? For you is the bank. Up to a couple of hundred years ago, everybody has something worthy. Where do you put it? Under your head when you sleep, it's under the mattress. When they are sitting, I remember, even now, go to the Muslim countries, go to a mullah and give him some money. The money will go underneath that, because they take it up, they give it. It just works like your bank. Here, you should get it. He's told that, okay, whoever is asking, give him a check. Don't worry about it. We'll pay it. Take your hand over there, bring it out. You don't know what is this. This is what the fellow needs. Give it. What is he explaining? The second step. The first step was his first 40 years of life. He was going around and begging for stuff. Then Shams came and changed him. He doesn't need anything. He's sitting down and giving whatever he learned to us. This is how he imagined it. Here he will explain it in a very special way, because the story wants to go on. Yes.
Henceforth continue to give, but do not beg from anyone. We from the unseen world have bestowed on thee this power. Whoever begs of thee, from 1 to 1,000, put thy hand beneath a mat and produce. Hark, give from the incalculable treasure of mercy. In thy hand, earth will become gold. Give. Give whatsoever.
This is the magic of love. You pick up the dirt, you give it to others. This is gold, because it passed through your hand. This is the effect of love in a lover. Yes.
Give whatsoever they ask of thee. Have no anxiety as to that. Know that the bounty of God is more than more. In our bounty.
Did you listen to that? Did it make sense to you? Yeah, you have to read it again, because you're not listening. This is the trick. You have to pay attention, because he's a poet. He's dancing for you.
He's making this picture.